T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden wants to look into soaring energy prices. We have the story.
All Kansans now eligible for vaccine booster shots. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Booster shots are available from the Sedgwick County Health Department. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commission sets deadline for redistricting plan. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday. We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving, and our weather pattern looks to remain fairly quiet with temperatures up and down throughout the next 7 days. Our complete forecast for the drive to work here in just a few minutes.
President Biden calls for a federal investigation of rising energy prices.
President Biden has told the Federal Trade Commission to look into possible illegal behavior by gas companies. He sent a letter to the FTC saying gas prices at the pump remain high, even though costs for gas companies are declining. He said the price for unfinished gas over the past month was down by 5%, but pump prices were up by 3%. The president wrote he's concerned about anti-competitive or otherwise potentially illegal conduct. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
All Kansas adults who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 are now eligible for booster shots. Governor Laura Kelly announcing the expansion of eligibility yesterday, the announcement coming days before an influential U.S. advisory panel on vaccines is set to consider expanded eligibility nationwide. At least 5 other states and New York City already have made all adults eligible for boosters.
The Sedgwick County Health Department has administered around 14,000 booster shots.
Health officials expect the demand to increase as we head into the holiday season. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrd acknowledges that many people would like to be done with the vaccinations.
It's not worth gambling with. I know we're all tired and just OD'd on COVID and want to move on, but it is still very much an issue. And that booster and the vaccine is very important. It can be very much life-saving.
The booster vaccine is available from the Sedgwick County Health Department. Appointments can be made online. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board set a December 15th deadline to approve the county's redistricting plan.
The commission will select a 15-member bipartisan group to look over 10 plans for districting the population for equal representation. The group will be selected by December 1st. They will present their non-binding report to the commission by December 10th. According to the 2020 census, Sedgwick County added 25,000 citizens in the past 10 years. Also at Wednesday's meeting, the commission discussed their 2022 legislative agenda. The county's number one item is critical funding for mental and behavioral health issues. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Still no verdict from the jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of murder after shooting to death 2 men during street violence as racial justice protests gripped Kenosha, Wisconsin 2 summers ago. Fox's Garrett Tenney is there with an update.
Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys once again requested a mistrial for the second time in a week. This request stems from prosecutors giving the defense a lower quality version of drone video, which was a key piece of evidence in the state's closing arguments that aimed to weaken Rittenhouse's claims of self-defense by portraying him as the instigator of the fatal interaction with Joseph Rosenbaum. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not rule on the multiple requests for a mistrial and allowed the jury to re-watch the video in question. But he also gave a warning to prosecutors, saying if any issues with that piece of evidence come up later, it's going to be ugly.
And the judge has said that he's reserving the right to call a mistrial at any time. Deliberations continue today.
Julius Jones is scheduled to receive a lethal injection in Oklahoma's highest profile execution in decades. Jones was convicted of murder in the 1999 killing of a suburban Oklahoma City businessman. The 41-year-old Jones maintains he was framed by the actual killer, a co-defendant who testified against him and was released from prison after 15 years. Prosecutors have said the evidence against Jones is overwhelming. Jones's execution is scheduled for today. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Men's basketball action, K-State last night, the Jayhawks tonight, and we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Turkey Day travel is expected to rebound this year. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, 27 degrees. North America's leaders are reviving a three-way symmetry. After a Trump-era break, President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Andres Lopez Obrador will resume the tradition of the North America Leaders Summit today in Washington. Such meetings were dropped during the Trump administration. The three North American allies find themselves facing deep differences on migration, climate, and trade as they meet this time.
Turkey Day travel expected to rebound this year.
Thanksgiving travel is expected to return to pre-COVID levels this year, and that could turn into the nightmare before Christmas amid a nationwide labor shortage. Airlines have been struggling to handle rebounding travel numbers, but TSA Administrator David Pekoski says his agency expects staffing to be sufficient, so maybe those checkpoint lines won't be too long for what's traditionally the biggest travel period of the year. In 2019, a record 26 million passengers went through U.S. airport screenings in the 11-day period around Thanksgiving. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Pennsylvania's highest court says a student should not have been expelled over social media posts.
This case started in April of 2018 when a 17-year-old high school junior sent a series of Snapchat messages to a friend, likening another student to a school shooter because of his long hair and clothing. The friend shared those memes with 20 to 40 other students before the sender said to take them down. One of the other recipients told a parent, leading to a police investigation, which found no threat to school safety. But the student who sent the memes was kicked out of school anyway. Now, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court says that was overreach and that context matters. Justice Deborah Todd, writing for the majority, says while the memes were mean-spirited, they were not intended to threaten, so they didn't constitute a true threat. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A legal win for rare whales could cost you more for lobster.
A U.S. appeals court has reinstated a ban on lobster harvesting in hundreds of miles of productive fishing waters off the Maine coast. Federal regulators say it was needed to help protect endangered North Atlantic right whales from extinction. The Maine Lobstering Union had won emergency relief to stop the closure of lobstering grounds. But the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday the closure is back on. The whales number less than 340. They're vulnerable to lethal entanglement in fishing gear and collisions with large ships. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're still seeing a traffic slowdown. We've got some smoke coming from under Kellogg, and it's between I-235 and West Street, right there around the Big Ditch area. It's slowing down traffic, so you'll want to watch for a slowdown or just avoid that area. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky across south central Kansas. Temperatures well to the west of us fell into the teens. It's not as cool here, and we're not going to be dealing with the wind we had yesterday as well. Sunshine with a high 53 this afternoon. Clear overnight, Charlo 33. Then breezy on Friday with a high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now partly cloudy and 27 degrees. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and the jury deliberation resumes this morning in the Rittenhouse trial in Wisconsin. And with us this morning to talk about that story, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial, they do enter their third day of deliberations after failing here in Kenosha County to come up with a verdict on day one or day two of deliberations, asking several questions yesterday related to images, and it created some tense moments in court. Over controversial drone footage shown at the trial that the state basically pins its provocation case on. It says that Kyle Rittenhouse cannot use self-defense if he provokes Joseph Rosenbaum by raising a gun. The original video that the defense received was very grainy. You can't really make out much of what's going on. Even the high resolution video, still really tough to see. Jury wanted to see it again. But the state says that the defense says that the state sat on the high resolution video until after the close of evidence. And the defense asks once again that the judge declare a mistrial. The judge allowing jurors access to see those videos and allowing for now the case to play out, though he still could rule on those motions. And again, as tensions grow outside the courthouse between Rittenhouse supporters, as well as protesters, two of whom were arrested yesterday.
Yeah, a couple of motions for mistrial, but I know that judges do not like to declare a mistrial in most circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, particularly when you've got cameras on you and people are across the country who are glued to this, the media outlets that are judging your every move. I think the judge, he's known for wanting justice to play out the way it should. And so, what's happening behind closed doors, we don't know. Are there a couple of holdouts one way or the other? Likely. But we'll see.
Jeff, thanks for being with us. Appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso talking about the Rittenhouse jury deliberations. Of course, the young man accused of murder in the shooting and killing of two people during those protests or these demonstrations that were going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin, here a couple of years ago. Interesting case, and of course, a divisive case again on self-defense or whatever. 8:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Thursday morning. And Thanksgiving, 1 week away, Ted. Can you believe it? Wow.
One week
away.
Hurtling towards the big day.
We are. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Any fond memories of, we'll be talking about Thanksgiving more next week as we get closer. Every day we'll have a little something about, a little factoid for you of some sort on Thanksgiving. But in the meantime, here we are. Had a windy day yesterday, cool day yesterday. But today,
even though the temperature was normal for this time of year yesterday, of course we were coming off Monday and Tuesday when the temperatures were in the 70s.
Yeah.
So yesterday felt really cold. And we're even though it was normal.
And we're going to have a couple more warmer days before we get into, apparently, before we get into December. And then, of course, December's not known to be a terribly cold month in Kansas. February and January, we can really see some cold temperatures. I'm not looking forward to that. I know you aren't either.
Yeah, not my favorite month.
No. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And you don't have the PA announcing going on this weekend, but you were saying a few minutes ago that when is that K-State, Wichita State basketball game?
First Sunday in December.
In December.
Yeah. Trust Bank Arena, the Shockers and K-State.
What does that arena hold? 14,000?
14, 15, somewhere around that for basketball.
I don't think they'll sell it out, do you?
Oh, sure they will.
Will they?
Oh, yeah.
Haven't they done that before down there? Had a game there not?
The Shockers have played one game there. Well, maybe except for last year, but I think every year since the building opened.
Well, you know, think about it. I was just thinking about this.
Sometimes the opponent's really good, Oklahoma State and things like that. Sometimes the opponent's like, eh.
And the loyal K-State fans from the northern part of the state, they'll be
coming
in.
That'll sell out easy.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be a big day. They're doing it on a Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's late Sunday afternoon. I think maybe a 5 p.m. tip-off.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wish you luck. I think that's a beautiful arena. It's a great place to have a basketball game. I'm sure I haven't seen one there. I've seen it. What have I seen there? I saw a McCartney concert there, which was terrific. Good sound. Everything was great.
It ought to be for the money we spent on it.
Oh, yeah. It's a good arena. It's a beautiful place. And then when we had the appearance by the young woman who ran for vice president, Sarah Palin was here. Remember that? She made an appearance here. My daughter and I went to that, and we got our picture taken with Sarah Palin. So that was a big deal. All right, well, good luck to you, and we've got a good weekend coming up here. Take a little rest of the old vocal cords there, Ted. She'll be ready to go there.
Well, of course, last night the wind died down, and I went out to Sedgwick County Zoo to the wild lights.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was awesome.
All right. Yeah.
Can't recommend it highly enough. That was a fun evening.
Well, this is the 18th, I believe, that Illumination starts tonight.
Yes, tonight is the beginning of Illuminations at Botanica.
Well, this is a fun time of the year around here, isn't it? Well, great things going on.
And we'll be giving away a Christmas prize package at some point.
Very good.
To go to Illuminations.
All right. Steve at 10 in the morning here, 8:18 on a Thursday morning. Time for sports news with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we had Kansas State men's basketball last night in Manhattan. K-State hadn't played for a week. So would they be rusty or ready to go? No, it would be the latter. They were ready to go last night. Led the whole way. Had a 26-point lead late in this game, but Omaha scored some late points. Still, big win for K-State, 79-64. K-State's off to a 2-0 start. Ish Massoud and Nigel Pack, both sophomores, both had 15 points to lead the Cats. 5,200 fans at Bramlage Coliseum last night in Manhattan. K-State shooting 53% from the field and getting win number 2 on the season. We have basketball in Lawrence tonight. Third-ranked Kansas hosting Stony Brook. First meeting ever between the Jayhawks and the Seawolves. KU has won 20 straight non-conference games at Allen Fieldhouse up in Lawrence. Jayhawks are a 25.5-point favorite tonight. KU is 2-0. Live coverage for Jayhawks basketball at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock. And you can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Women's basketball yesterday, Kansas wins at home, beat Omaha 81-56. The KU ladies are off to a 3-0 start. Conference opener, the Friends University women beat Avila 74-63 in West Wichita last night. The Friends ladies are off to a 3-1 start. JUCO volleyball, huge matchups as the national tournaments begin today. The JUCO Division I national tournament is just up the road in Hutchinson. The number 2 national seed is Butler Community College. Grizzlies have won 31 matches in a row. Heading into the national tournament, Butler taking on Wallace State at 11 o'clock this morning. The Division II national tournament starts today in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The number 1 national seed is Cowley College. The Cowley volleyball team undefeated at 38-0. And they take on Montgomery at 1 o'clock this afternoon in the opening round of the national tournament. The NAIA National Women's Soccer Tournament begins today. Friends University is in the tournament for only the second time ever, and they are at the regional in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, taking on 6th-ranked John Brown this evening at 6 o'clock. Good luck to the Friends women's soccer team. And in men's soccer, the NAIA National Tournament beginning today. McPherson and Tabor are both on the road for regional play today at that national tournament. Hey, that Chiefs-Cowboys game coming up on Sunday. Tickets are not cheap.
Wow.
According to TickPick, these ticket prices are hitting record highs. It's the most expensive NFL ticket of the week. Average ticket price right now for the Chiefs-Cowboys game, $493 per ticket. Yeah.
It's out of my range.
And TickPick also notes that Dallas fans are driving up these ticket prices. 37% of their purchases have been made by someone with a Texas zip code. So the Cowboys fans are buying these tickets, even though they're expensive, and they're coming up to Arrowhead.
There's going to be a lot of blue in those stands.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll have the game for you live on Sunday right here on KNSS. Hey, that's sports with Steve and Ted. I've got a Christmas prize package to give away sometime before we wrap up the show at 9 o'clock this morning. CDs, hot chocolate, Illuminations vouchers. Stay tuned for your chance to win.
All right, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Democrats infighting. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
And as we get ready for that Chiefs-Cowboys game, how about 60 seconds with Mitch Holtis?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.